Good Monday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joined here today by Wyatt Thompson, Assistant Director of the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department. Wyatt, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Well, it's been an interesting few weeks for the Parks and Rec Department. I know a lot of the facilities have remained closed here for a while, but as I understand, the reopening will be taking place shortly, not right away, though.
That's correct. We're following guidance from the governor's reopening plan and the Riley County reopening plan, and are obviously things may change between now and tomorrow or a couple weeks from now. But for the moment, at least, our facilities that are closed are going to remain closed until at least May 17th, and then at that point we'll reassess everything and see if there's parts of our operations that we can open up. So obviously our main office at City Hall is closed, the Douglas Center, the Flint Hills Discovery Center, Sunset Zoo are all closed, as well as our sports fields and our courts. And that's primarily, to encourage, that social distancing and limiting groups of 10 or more, which is why we have those fields and courts closed. But our animal shelter is still open by appointment. You can go in and adopt a pet, as well as all of our parks and trails are still open, as long as folks are maintaining that social distancing while they're there. Our playgrounds are still closed, and as well as our park bathrooms are closed as well. We do have park staff and, are still working. They're on a split shift, and so you may see folks out in the parks, maintaining things, mowing the grass, keeping things looking nice, as well as, working on some other projects that we've had on the list, some playground repairs, so that when those playgrounds do open up, they're ready and safe and good to go. We've also got our forestry crews out, responding to issues with public trees. They assisted with spring cleanup here recently, as well as working on some other projects at Roger Schultz Park and along the trails. Cemetery crews are working and for lot sales or burial services at our two cemeteries. And then our horticulture staff is, doing all the things that they do in the spring, prepping beds and landscape areas and getting ready for spring plantings around the community. So things still closed. Some things are obviously still happening around, and we will be posting information on our reopening as we get closer to May 17th on the city website, mhkprd.com, and all of our social media channels as well.
All right. Well, at some point, I imagine, later in the summer, you may get some requests for people that they want to have some birthday parties or wedding things at one of these facilities. Can they still make those arrangements even now here during the closure?
So we're not officially reserving those facilities at this time, but I guess if people are planning for something later in the summer, definitely get in touch with the facility, either the zoo or the Discovery Center. The depot is a great place that we've hosted those activities before. So please go ahead and call and talk to the staff at those facilities. And, I think we may be keeping a list of those, for future contact. And then as soon as we get the word that we're able to reopen, we can engage in more serious conversations about those rentals.
All right. As far as playgrounds, have you been given any guidance as to when those might be able to reopen?
We haven't been given specific guidance on that yet. I think that May 17th date is still a good target for us. And then hopefully by that point in time, the community will be in a good spot to be able to gather more. The biggest thing with playgrounds is just the number of kids, that could put and families that could potentially show up. And it's very hard to limit some of our playgrounds to only 10. And so I think as we get into closer into the summer, you know, we're hoping to be able to take the fences down and let everybody get back out to play.
All right. Yeah, I know a lot of families would be looking forward to that happening at some point. As we continue on here, though, and there's a lot of stay-at-home ideas happening through and being promoted through virtual recreation.
Absolutely. You know, there's so much information, you know, floating on social media and, you know, different websites. You know, they're promoting different stay-home kind of activities and things to do during this time. And so what we wanted to do at Manhattan Parks and Recreation is kind of provide a curated list to our community, as well as promote some of our own new content that we are developing. And so we've developed a virtual recreation page on our website. That's mhkprd.com/virtualrec. And there you'll be able to find all sorts of ideas for activities and things to do for adults, for kids, for seniors, you know, just about anybody, indoor and outdoor, different things that you can do to stay active, stay busy, stay healthy. There's some great links to some cooking videos, to things to do with your pets, some educational resources to supplement, you know, what USD 383 is providing for kiddos that are needing Corona School, some virtual tours of all sorts of museums and different places that are available. And so, you know, we're just trying to collect a bunch of that different unique content that we found interesting, make it available on one site for our community, so they can go to one, you know, have a kind of a one-stop experience to get all those resources, as well as those fun resources. We also do have resources about COVID-19, some, you know, to help you stay educated and informed about, you know, the current situations, as well as the mental health support resources if you're feeling anxious or depressed, or, you know, having some trouble managing your emotions during this time. You know, we have some resources there that you might find helpful as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information on there, including, you know, people can still go to the parks, but there's some good guidance on there if you have any questions about, you know, when and when you shouldn't maybe visit.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we're showing the CDC recommendations for how to use parks and trails safely. You know, again, it's keeping, you know, 6 feet between you and other people that aren't a part of your immediate household. You know, I know that can be challenging sometimes on our trails and some of the trails that are maybe narrower. You know, on an 8-foot trail, you know, like linear, it's pretty easy. You know, you can actually pass each other on the edges. Maybe you have to get off onto the side of the city park trail a little bit and pass somebody in the grass. But, you know, just keeping that distance from folks, as well as, you know, groups of 10 or less, wherever you are, just to help slow the spread.
Let's talk about some of the virtual activities happening with the zoo and the Discovery Center.
Yeah, so these are really great. So this is a chance where we're actually sharing some new content that we're creating in-house. The Sunset Zoo has a variety of things that they're doing. They've started a Tune In at 2 program. And so every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the Sunset Zoo Facebook page, you can watch our animal keepers interact with animals. They provide, you know, some education about, you know, whatever it is that they do on a day-to-day basis. And so they've showcased a lot of the animals we have at Sunset Zoo, a lot of the conservation work that we do there. And so it's just a really great, you know, kind of behind the scenes look at the zoo operations. And again, that's at 2:00 in the afternoon every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on our Sunset Zoo Facebook page. And then they started a new program that I believe starts today at 2:00. The first week of the month, I think, is a new program called Ask the Keepers. And you can actually ask questions about animals or anything related to the zoo. And the keepers, our animal keepers, will answer those questions. So I know my son and I were talking the other day about what the difference was between armadillos and aardvarks. And so that might be a question that the keepers at Sunset Zoo could answer for you. So whatever you've got questions about, Send those into the Facebook page. You can hashtag AskTheKeepersMHK, and we'll try to get those questions answered for you. We've also got the Earth Day 50 for 50 challenge out right now, and those are 50 things that you can do to help the environment. And so every day the Sunset Zoo is sharing one of those different ideas for you to incorporate into your life. And that might be recycling, or that might be planting a garden or picking up some trash as you're walking around your neighborhood. The zoo's also started some virtual birthday parties, which is a really great idea. It's a way to, again, have our animal keepers, animal education staff, share, you know, information about our education animals and have that as a virtual party rather than an in-person party. And we've done one of those. It was a great success. All the kids thought it was pretty cool. So if you have a birthday party this summer and we're planning to have some fun activity, but we can't because we're trying to keep apart, you know, a virtual party at Sunset Zoo might be a good thing for you. And then we're also looking at virtual summer camp options, which we'll be coming out with more information about as we get closer into the summer.
All right, very good. Well, that's a lot of exciting opportunities here, and I know the Discovery Center has the Lunchbox Learning Series as well.
They do. On Fridays at noon, our education staff at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, you know, provide kind of a lunch and learn opportunity for the kiddos there. And, you know, they cover different aspects of the prairie and the Flint Hills and the history of the things that the Discovery Center has, again, trying to bring that mission and bring that experience you would get at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, you know, straight into your living room. Just another great way for kids to stay entertained, engaged, and I guess really anybody to stay entertained, engaged, educated as we all stay at home more.
All right. Well, we're talking with Manhattan Parks and Rec Assistant Director Wyatt Thompson, and I'm going to actually take a break, and we're going to continue our conversation. We'll get a construction update and talk a little bit about how refunds are working through the Parks and Rec Department. All that coming up after the break.